Welcome to another edition of the Daily Tap Presents, brought to you by the Snow Tap WI Network. Hopefully, at some point, we will be up and running with daily podcasts, talking about all the different sports. I cannot wait for that day. And one of the things that we are talking about today is a hypothetical NBA tournament that was suggested by Spencer Dinwiddie. He's a pretty smart dude from the Brooklyn Nets. So we're going to dive into that a little bit, look at some hypothetical matchups, look at what Dinwiddie said, and everything in between. It should last us the 20 minutes. If it doesn't, there were some headlines yesterday in the world of sports. I'm taping this Tuesday morning, the 24th. I know that these podcasts are meant to listen whenever you want, not necessarily on the actual day, but stuff that's just worth talking about if we have the time. So I want to start, before I talk and before we go into the hypothetical NBA tournament, I want to more so talk about when I think the NBA is going to come back. So you obviously saw President Trump's speech yesterday about, you know, needing the economy to sort of bounce back sooner rather than later. Trump has sort of made it clear that there will be a plan in place after the 15 days. So the 15 days would be after Tuesday, March 31st. So April 1st really seems to be a line of demarcation for when there's going to be new news on how the economy sort of goes back. If you read some articles, Thomas Friedman from the New York Times wrote a great article about how do we save our economy and get back to work. There is unemployment just by the days. Millions of people are filing for unemployment here in the state of Wisconsin, as well as all over the United States. Friedman's article is really good. It explains how right now we are using a horizontal model and we need to work towards a vertical model very soon. I recommend it. I will be happy to link it out to you if you are curious. So with that said, and I'm going to bring this back to sports, you're probably wondering, this is a very intellectual start to our podcast. Yes, it is. But what I want to point out is I do think that how this is working is going to be a slow drip into sports. I think that what is going to happen here is that Trump will announce that starting on April the 7th, that's that Monday, that we will have people getting back to work. That Trump asks that, you know, anyone, any city, any state that does not or is not infected by the virus at X level, they need to start getting back to work and start taking some of the pieces off the shelter in place or the stay at home rules. From there, you will see more and more lighten up as that goes on. There will still be bar bans in place, and I would imagine some restaurants would also still be in place as you're trying to sort of soften this sort of familiarity of getting back to work. And then by the end of April, we will start seeing some things kind of loosen back up. And we'll start seeing that the NBA is back in action without fans at least for 2 weeks, kind of a case-by-case basis. But ensure that every NBA player has been tested and that every NBA player will not, you know, basically have a Rudy Gobert situation yet again. So I think the NBA will get started on May 1st on that Friday. I think the playoffs will then start 2 weeks later, Friday, May 15th or Saturday, May 16th. I think that is when you will see the NBA back in full swing. So that's my prediction. That's how I think it's going to go. But let's talk a little bit about this hypothetical tournament that Spencer Dinwiddie put up, because this is kind of fun. And I think this is something he posted
last week, I believe. Yeah, last week, about 10 days ago. So it is a little dated, I'm not going to lie, but it's still pretty good. So Dinwiddie says on Twitter, NBA, I think what we're looking at is a 28-team tournament. Top four seeds get buys. Teams 27, 28, 29, and 30 have a neutral site playing game, March Madness style, best of three. Then the round of 28 is best of five, and the round of 16 proceeds as usual. This would essentially, and then Dinwiddie continues, my estimation, the five-game tune-up takes 2 weeks. The play-in game is a week max. The extra round is 7 to 10 days. That way, the season does not go into August or anything crazy that affects next season, too. Fans would go crazy for the last four neutral site tournament. So here is the bracket got set up. I do love this idea. I think this idea sort of ensures that nobody is left out. There are going to be a lot of people that are upset that they're left out of the mix, that they are not a part of this and that they didn't get a fair shot. Some have more of a ground to stand on, others do not. If you're looking at the full league on what basically we would see from a perspective of here are all the teams and who would be the last four, the play-in game would kind of be fascinating because it would be the Warriors, the Cavaliers, the Timberwolves, and the Hawks. So you have Trae Young in the mix. You have Steph Curry. I don't think Klay Thompson would come back, but you never know. Klay could be ready to roll. And then you also have a Minnesota Timberwolves team that does have some talent with D'Angelo Russell. So it would be a fun playoff, you know, kind of a play-in sort of atmosphere. Looking at the buys would be as followed. It would be the Bucks, it would be the Raptors, it'd be the Lakers and the Clippers. Let's just start with sort of the Bucks bracket and where this could be netting out. So you have the Orlando Magic playing the Portland Trailblazers. That would be the first matchup. So obviously there's a little bit of logistic. The Bucks would be awaiting the winner of Magic and Blazers. Now the Bucks have matched up against both teams pretty well this year. They would have really nothing to worry about there, and I would really probably lean more on the Blazers just because of Damian Lillard and CJ McCollum and what they have done before. I think that is probably more likely to have the Blazers advance against the Magic. We're going to advance the Blazers. Even though the Blazers have been bad on the road, I still, even though there's a lot of travel in that, so you'd have to kind of work and fine-tune that, I think the Blazers get it done, probably winning in five games, even though it is in Orlando, has the home court advantage. So in the Bucks pod, you also have the Chicago Bulls versus the Houston Rockets, and you have the Miami Heat versus the New York Knicks. Now, obviously, both those are kind of fun considering that first of all, you get another interconference matchup between the Rockets and the Bulls, and then you also get Heat-Knicks, which is a rivalry from my generation, one that we remember fondly for the fights, for the skirmishes. What we don't remember fondly, Jimmy Buffett getting ejected from a game. I weirdly remember that game only because it was the day I broke my fibula and I was watching playoff I think it was that playoff basketball game. When did I break my fibula? It might have been a regular season game when Jimmy Buffett got kicked out. It was a Knicks Heat game though. But I broke my fibula and I was watching Sunday basketball in my parents' room, like could not move. I had to crawl to the bathroom. But my dad said it was a sprain. That's how the older generation does it. But anyways, that's another story for another time. I would say that the Rockets would have no problem with the Bulls. I think the Heat would have no problem with the Knicks. I think both would be pretty quick, probably 3-game sweep. There you go. The Knicks get one playoff game. The Bulls get a playoff game. It'll feel like the 90s. Again, we'll get all nostalgic and shit. But at the end of the day, the second round matchups will be the Bucks Magic and the Heat versus the Rockets. Now, the Heat versus the Rockets would be an excellent matchup. That would be really good. I think that would be a lot of fun. So then from there, you have the Bucks and the Magic. I think the Bucks would have no problem with the Magic. I think it would be a three-game sweep. The Magic have the problem with the Magic against the Bucks, why it's a bad matchup and why it's a matchup that I don't think the Magic really exactly won. I don't think the Nets want to play the Bucks either. If you're doing traditional playoffs, I think neither team would prefer to play the Bucks. But how that would happen is the fact is Aaron Gordon is a terrible matchup for Giannis Antetokounmpo on both sides of the ball. It's rare to be bad on both sides of the ball, but that is what Aaron Gordon provides because you have to deal with the fact that Giannis is so much bigger than Aaron Gordon, number one. So Giannis just bullies him into the paint. And then Aaron Gordon tries to score on Giannis, and Giannis is just too big for Aaron Gordon on that side of the ball as well. So it's a terrible matchup for the Magic. Vucevic can be taken out by Brook Lopez pretty easily. The only way the Magic can really beat the Bucks is if Evan Fournier, who has killed the Bucks in the past, or Terrence Ross, big-time Bucks killer, can have like massive days from beyond the arc. And obviously, yeah. So then the other matchup in that round is the Rockets and the Heat. So we have the Rockets and the Heat. That would be an excellent, excellent matchup. I think that would be a lot of fun. I think we would have a great time with the Rockets and the Heat. There would be the James Harden in Miami storyline that would happen, whether Harden versus the strip clubs, the off the court issues. You'd like to think that maybe you won't be going to strip clubs to avoid, you know, the corona spreading again, but James Harden's love of strip clubs knows no bounds. You have the matchup between Bam Adebayo versus the small ball lineup of the Rockets. What would become successful out of that? I think I would go with the Rockets just because I think I trust Mike D'Antoni in that small ball lineup versus the Heat. The more I've thought about the Heat, and obviously we'll talk more once NBA is back, but the more I've thought about the Heat in the playoffs, the more skeptical I get because they do not have that second scorer. They do not have that second guy. They have a lot of role players, but they do not have that second guy. It's kind of ironic. And their first guy, Jimmy Butler, is probably a 10 to 20 player. He's definitely top 25, but he's not a top 10 player. I think if you had a player like, let's say, Giannis or LeBron with that roster, I think you have a better chance of being successful than you do with a guy like Jimmy Butler. I think the Rockets would advance, setting up an awesome Bucks-Rockets matchup. So with the Bucks and the Rockets, that was one of the games, if you remember when we were doing podcasts when sports were still happening, I mentioned how I'm very fascinated to watch these two teams play. In fact, I think they were supposed to play this coming Wednesday. We would have had an excellent week of sports, would have had Bucks-Rockets, and then we'd translate that right in the opening day on Thursday afternoon. I'm not going to get sad about that. I have not thought about what games would be going on. I've tried to kind of block it out. I've actually done a pretty good job of it compared to some other people I've seen on the internet. But that game was like my one must-watch of the rest of the season because I wanted to see how the small ball Rockets did against the Bucks because all the size the Bucks have, on top of the fact that Mike Budenholzer has ate Mike D'Antoni's lunch time and time and again. I would kind of see it being similar without seeing the small ball Rockets versus the Bucks. I can't give like a hearty endorse, but from my past knowledge, I have to think the Bucks would win that game, win that series in five games. Maybe give the Rockets one. Harden gets hot, but I think the Bucks would figure that out. The NBA, talk about headlines, the Giannis versus Harden rivalry, that would be massive. You get that in an actual playoff matchup. Oh my God, things would be off the charts. So now you're like, Charlie, how are we going to fill out the rest of this bracket? Because you only have the Bucks at this point, and you're 15 minutes into this show. You're only supposed to go 20 minutes. I could do part two, but let's sort of run through this. Let's try to be quick, and let's I'm not going to give a ton of opinion. I'm just going to give you, here's what I think would happen and go forward there. All right. So 13-20, you have the Mavericks Spurs. I have the Mavericks advancing there. Suns Sixers, while the Sixers will probably make it harder than themselves, I have the Sixers. The Celtics versus the Timberwolves. So we're giving the Timberwolves into the play-in games. Celtics take care of business, obviously, with that. So you have Clippers, Mavericks, fun matchup, but Kawhi overwhelms Doncic. That will push the Clippers ahead. Sixers-Celtics. The Sixers have been a bad matchup for the Celtics all year long, despite all the turmoil going on with the 76ers. The 76ers advance, setting up an awesome matchup between the Sixers and the Clippers in round number three. No, yeah, that'll be round number three. I would probably lean towards the Clippers again. That Kawhi Sixer, you know, basically the worst nightmare would happen for Bucks fans and Sixers fans, that they thought they were rid of Kawhi, and here comes Kawhi yet again. I think the Sixers are a decent matchup for the Clippers. I think because they have so much size, they frustrate them, and Embiid can have his way. I would imagine that series would go long. But at the end of the day, I still would probably take the Clippers ahead of the Bucks. So you're setting up a Clippers-Bucks showdown in the Final Four, 1-4, going rather chalk. All right, moving to the other side of the bracket, you have the Nets and the Pelicans. I have the Pelicans advancing in that one. Oklahoma City and the Charlotte Hornets. Oklahoma City with a pretty easy walk there. Nuggets, Pistons, same. The Nuggets do advance. So Lakers, Pelicans, we get the Zion versus LeBron matchup. It's not much of a matchup. The Lakers advance there. Oklahoma City versus Denver. Man, that to me is a awesome matchup. That to me is really fun. I'm going to take Denver, but just slightly. I think Oklahoma City doesn't have enough in the tank to beat Denver in an actual, I think that would be a 7-game playoff series per the Dinwiddie rules. So I'm taking, that is a 7-game series. I'm taking Denver and advancing. Denver against the Lakers. While Denver, I think, could give LeBron a challenge, I don't think that would be much of one. I think the Lakers advance 5 or 6 games. I don't think they have much problems. So we have stayed chalk thus far. You're probably like, wow, this is exciting, only to get the actual 4 best teams. So then we have the Grizzlies and the Kings. People forget how hot the Kings were to kind of that. If any team was a big loser of the NBA shutting down, it was the Kings. And I feel bad for that. The Kings have had a pretty good success rate against Memphis. The Kings advance to play Toronto. Then you have the Pacers and the Wizards. The Pacers advance rather easily. Oh, you know what? So I screwed it up. The Jazz were technically the 7 seed and the Nuggets were the 6 seed. The Nuggets were in the round with the Raptors. So I had it mixed up. I still would take the Lakers, but this does change the bottom half because the Nuggets would play the Pacers. I would definitely take the Nuggets in that. And the Raptors against the Kings, Raptors advance. Raptors-Nuggets, awesome matchup, but I would take the Nuggets in that to advance. So our final four would be the Milwaukee Bucks, the Clippers, the Lakers, and the Nuggets. That would be our final four as we're trying to move quickly through this. I'm a little over on time, but we will wrap this up. If you remember, right before sports ended, I said that I would rather play the Lakers than the Clippers. The fact that the Bucks would have to go through both the Lakers and the Clippers to win a championship would be very Bucks. Everyone would get very excited for the potential of a Lakers-Clippers and all-LA NBA Finals. That would be what people were looking towards. That would be what people are yearning for. And I don't know. I still think maybe the Bucks are able to pull it out. That's me being a homer. I feel actually more confident against LeBron, but at the end of the day, I do think the Bucks make the finals. They get past Kawhi. They're able to finally sort of hit that mountaintop. And even after all the strife and all the struggle, they have a knock-em-down, drag-out seven-game series that the Bucks win. The Lakers versus the Nuggets. The Lakers, as we said earlier, I'm sorry I screwed that up. I just don't think the Lakers would have that much problem with the Jazz. Maybe I would have took Oklahoma City instead of the Jazz. Regardless, the Lakers would be the team out of that. That's not anything to be debated about. The Lakers advance easily against the Nuggets. They win in five or six games. They do not have problems. The Nuggets see it as a successful year that they got to that Final Four. But because the Lakers sort of, wouldn't say they were on cruise control, but they were definitely playing less difficult games than the Bucks. The Bucks come into the finals ragged and rugged, and the Lakers are able to beat the Bucks in six. I hate to say that, but if we were talking about this hypothetical tournament and the Bucks had to play the Clippers before they played the Lakers, I think that they would lose that Lakers series. I just don't think that they would be. They are mentally tough. I don't discredit their mental toughness, but from a physical side of things, I think that would really be a hard thing for the Bucks to overcome. Maybe it wouldn't. Maybe it would. I'm gonna link the bracket inside of our SnowTap WI post, so you can see the bracket if you are curious, and you can kind of follow along, make your own picks if you will. All right, that does it for us. We'll be back tomorrow. What are we talking tomorrow? Oh, we have a great topic tomorrow. I will not spoil it for you. Let's just say we're gonna get sports sad, not actual sad. We are gonna get sports sad. So I'll talk to you then. Take care, Tappers. Bye.